Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're at the beginning of December, and it's always a time to reflect on a very important date in American history, something that's very meaningful, particularly to veterans, and that has to do with the Second World War and the attack on Pearl Harbor. Where can people find out more about the Pearl Harbor attack?
Well, that's correct. This week, the nation paused to remember the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, one of the deadliest attacks in American history, and which led to U.S. involvement in World War II. The assault, which lasted less than 2 hours, claimed the lives of more than 2,400 people, wounded 1,000 more, and damaged or destroyed nearly 20 American ships and more than 300 airplanes. You can find more information on the history of the Pearl Harbor attack on the U.S. National Park website at www.nps.gov. Again, a great resource to find out more about the Pearl Harbor attack is the U.S. National Park Service website, www.nps.gov.
And of course, we're in the holiday season, and that means that there's lots of people out there shopping, and there are some things that we need to be aware of when they're out there shopping in terms of personal security. What do people need to know?
Yeah, the holidays are especially a time to be conscious of things like this, and the Pennsylvania State Police is offering the following safety tips when you are out and about shopping this holiday season. Be aware of your surroundings. Many holiday crimes are what they call crimes of opportunity, meaning thieves prey on easy targets. If shopping at night, park in a well-lit area and bring a friend or a family member, and always lock your car doors and take your keys, of course. Also, keep valuables out of sight by locking packages in the trunk and avoid flashing large amounts of cash while shopping. If shopping online, try to have packages delivered when someone will be available to accept them to avoid having items sitting on your doorstep. Trust your instincts also, and if something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. So please speak up and don't be afraid to ask for help. Also, in case of an emergency, always remember to call 911.
And as we go into the winter season here, a lot of parents are thinking about getting their children ready to go to college. And if you are a parent and are interested in possibly saving some money for your child's college education, I understand that Pennsylvania has a really interesting savings plan available. What are some of the details?
Well, a great way for Pennsylvania families to save for future college expenses is by participating in the Pennsylvania 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan. The 529 plan, operated by the Pennsylvania Treasury, is offering free enrollment, $50 savings, for all new accounts opened before December 31st. You can open your new 529 savings account by visiting the pa529.com website and using the code WINTER2016. Again, WINTER2016 is the code with no spaces there. And the Pennsylvania 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan is designed to help your college savings keep pace with the rising cost of tuition. Pennsylvania also offers a second 529 plan, the PA 529 Investment Plan, which features low fees and more than a dozen conservative and aggressive investment options. There is no enrollment fee for the PA 529 Investment Plan. Contributions to PA 529 plans are deductible from Pennsylvania income taxes, grow tax-free, and when used for qualified educational expenses, are federal and state tax exempted as well. And both plans also provide flexibility to pay for higher education expenses at most higher education institutions across the country. Your family can also enter for a chance to win a $529 college savings account by registering at pa529.com/contest by December 31st. Again, that's pa529.com/contest.
Also, as we go into cold weather, a lot of homeowners are going to be facing extra expenses in terms of heating their homes. And if that is stressful to one's budget, I understand that there is help available. What do people need to know?
Residents who are struggling with their home heating bills can apply for assistance from the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP. LIHEAP is a federally funded program that helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. It also provides crisis grants to help residents in the event of a home heating emergency due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility services. The income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP are set at 150% of the federal poverty level income. For individuals, the income limit is $17,820. For a couple, $24,030. And for a family of four, $36,450. Residents may apply for LIHEAP online or by contacting the County Assistance Office in their county of residence.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.